in this parashim, the Eifer says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Oid nega echod ovi al Mitzrayim, o meis kol b'choyer b'eretz Mitzrayim, me b'choyer paroyat b'choyer ha-shifcha, that all the b'choyerim will die, including the b'choyerim of the Shvachis. That means the children of Shvachis, which are also avadim, they will also be included in the punishment of Makas b'choyeres. Rashi says, Lama loka b'choyer ha-shvachis, b'nei ha-shvachis, why the b'nei ha-shvachis also struck? The Shvachas, the Ravadim, what could they do? So Rashi says, Shafim hoyim shabdim behem. They also used to oppress the Jews. And Rashi adds, Usmeichim betzorasam. They were rejoicing in their tzoras. They were rejoicing in the tzoras of Yidden, and that's why they deserve to be punished too. We have to understand what Rashi means. I understand, Mishabdim behem. They were partaking in the oppression. The fact that they were happy that Yidden were in trouble. And a lot of goyim may feel happiness when Yidden have trouble, Rachmana Litzlan. But that this alone, for that, they should be punished. Why is Rashi adding? It's enough to say, Mishabdim behem. The fact that they oppressed them like all the other Egyptians, so they should be punished like all the other Egyptians. What is Rashi trying to say? Usmeichim betzoras. And they're also happy that the Yidden had tzoras. What's the happiness got to do with punishing them for the happiness? I thought of a pshat, which is maybe interesting. Something we already discussed a while ago. There's a very interesting discussion by the Baal HaFlo that if somebody commits an act under duress, let's say a crime, but they also want to do it. It's cyber einus and cyber rotzen. So somebody holds a gun to his head and says, I want you to commit this and this crime. But he doesn't mind doing it. Says Boinis and Barotzen. So do we view the act as an act of Oinis and an act of Rotzen? Now, we know this contemporary question, or more contemporary, that when the Nazis, after the war, were taken to trial, some of those guards argued that they were under duress. They had to follow orders. We can't punish them for the acts of crime they committed, because their superiors would have killed them if they didn't do it. Now, also in Russia, Ukraine, there was a whole discussion about the soldiers that were committing crimes against Ukrainians, and the argument of the average, you know, rank-and-file soldier was that he has no power, he's forced to do what he does. So that's an interesting question, whether the and Benoyach is mechuyev to die in order not to kill someone. Or maybe by Noyach we don't say that. Only a Yid has a chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem and to die for the Shalosh Averes Chamuras, for the three serious crimes. So there's a debate. The Mishnah Lamelech and Parashas Drachim says that Takeh B'Avodah Zarah, the Rambam says Mefurish, and I think Aroy is the same, that a Benoyach is not mechuyev to die in order to avoid these averes. But he says, the Rambam doesn't mention Ritzicha, and he wants to say that by Ritzicha, it's different, because it's a logical thing. The reason for Ritzicha, either because my chaz is the dami d'dachsum b'chitvei, who says that your life is more valuable than his, and that's a logical argument that should apply to everyone, not only to Jews. It's not just based on a pasuk, which you can say is only applies to Yidden, but this is such a logical thing. So the first question is whether this is a good excuse to say, oh, I was in danger, I had to do it, I had to kill people. But let's say, even according to other chayinim who argue that the benayich is not mechuyev to die in order to avoid ritzichem. The question is, do you, b'shas ma'isa, when this guard killed Jews, did he want to do it? Was he happy doing it? Or did he do it only because there was a gun placed to his head? So the Baal HaFlo brings Rayas from Shas, discusses Baruch a long time ago, that it's considered a Maisa Baratzen. Right? It's negated like a marriage, an Eishes Ish was mishanes, but she also wanted it, whether she's also the Baal or not, Rayas from the Gemara. So the embassy, so the Chayra, we could say that was Rashi saying here. The Chayra Shifcha was Evet. Evet doesn't have his own freedom. He had to do everything he did was because he was told to do. And otherwise he might get killed. So Rashi says, Bavorans, this question. They were also happy about it. That's why they deserve to be killed. If not, there would be a good excuse for them. It's also you do the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva, where the Rambam asked the question, why were the Mitzrayim guilty? And the Yibshah gave them makis and everything. The Yibshah already made him do it because he told Avraham Avinu Bebris Ben Absarim that they'll have the Yidden will be in Meshubet to the Mitzrayim. And the Rambam gives a whole answer there. But the question there is as well. But the Mitzrayim did it Beratzon. They didn't do it because the Yibshah told Avraham Avinu. They weren't trying to help the Yibshah to fulfill his plan. They did it because they were a Shoyim. So according to the Baal HaFlo, what's the kash of the Rambam? So I once discussed is that there we're talking about the oynes comes from the Eibishter. The Eibishter says that they will be mishabit. So the Rambam asks a very good question, because if the Eibishter says, then he's bepoil making them do it. When somebody holds a gun to someone and said, he has a brere not to do it, he'll get killed. But you don't hold his hand and make him do it. So that's why the Rambam's kash is a valid question. But here we're talking about the Avodim. The Avodim were Meshabed the Yidden. But they were Avodim. They were under instructions. They didn't have their own freedom. So why should we punish them? So Rashi says, so there could be a raya to the Baal HaFlo's concept.